Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, yes, we are on fire. Lindsay, we're back. You know, the previous caller did raise some very interesting and, I'm afraid, realistic scenarios here, because just to take it a bit further, you know now that Homeland Security is interested in just about everything. The so-called Patriot Acts, which are about to be extended, renewed, at the urging of President Bush, of course, are looking more and more now at individual patients' medical records. And theoretically, all of this could lead to not merely an invasion of medical privacy, but the ordering, if you will, of changes in prescriptions and medications for patients, particularly those who are accepting Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth. You follow?
Oh, yes.
How do you feel about that? Yes?
No? I think what our previous caller said is exactly right. There is more to this than meets the eye on the
mm-hmm.
surface.
Mm-hmm.
May I, Rick, go back to, I think it was two or three callers back. I just found in my notes here something that by Dr. Harris L. Coulter. He's a Ph.D., this man very well respected, and I think it would answer the question about autism. Let me just read one section here that is so interesting. U.S. vaccination programs were instituted in the early 1930s, and we find the first handful of autistic babies in the early 1940s. The programs were expanded after the war, and the number of autistic children increased greatly, estimating today to be 300,000 to 400,000. As the children of the first vaccination generation born in 1945 reached the age of 8 or 9 in the 1950s, the United States tried to understand why Johnny can't read.
Mm-hmm.
This problem was continuing to worsen until today. The public school system in many American cities is in a shambles. And when these same children reached the age of 18 to 19 and took the college entrance examination, the examinations for military service, their IQ seemed to be declining. Since 1963, the year of the generation born in 1945, reached the age of 18, it has been steadily going down, the IQ has. The test scores on college entrance examinations in the early 60s were 466 for verbal skills, 492 for mathematics. Today, they're 424 for verbal skills and 476 for mathematics. The IQ has been lowered on a regular basis since 1960. I mean, this should tell us something, Rick.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And yet, so far, not enough noise has been made by the American public to demand that the people that created this mess, the politicians that oversee FDA, Center for Disease Control, and so forth, these people have never been called to accountability. Only now with litigation, with Vioxx and these companies, Merck and others, now we're beginning to hear doubts, questions raised about the efficacy of all of these drugs. I mean, as I was saying a moment ago, just watching the evening news, they literally now have a drug for every single problem on the face of the earth. I mean, whether it's a drug to make you smile better, to make you have sex better, to make you go to the bathroom better, to make you feel better, to make you sleep better, there is literally a drug for everything. And, of course, the results are the side effects, which they have another drug for, and yet another. So it's obvious that we know who's pulling the cart now. Who the horse in the race is. And it's just a matter of the American people taking the bull by the horn and doing something about it. Lindsay, that's going to be the only solution. Got to take a break. Stay tuned, Lindsay Williams. We'll be back with callers Dave, Tommy, and Rita. Stay tuned next for more Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Yes, indeed. Lindsey Williams, our guest, author of many books, from Energy to Control, and now vaccinations, and we're talking with him tonight about some of the things in his video and what he has discovered as a minister and why he is so concerned about people in America today, and I guess even worldwide, you know, the vaccinations and all of the medicines that are being exported and the huge, you know, the controversy over the Codex treaties and all of the other stuff that will limit supplementation, limit people being able to take care of themselves, making them more dependent on the doctor, who's more now more dependent on government, government forms, and so forth. So, Lindsey, it really does tie back to your book, Syndrome of Control, ultimately, whether it's oil, energy, whether it's inoculations, vaccinations, and so forth, and the rest of it. It all comes back to the same issue. Who is going to control you, you or the government?
Hmm? The name of the game is control. I learned that when I was chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. Crude oil was chosen as a method of controlling the world financially in the early 60s. Mm-hmm. It was implemented by our Secretary of State, Mr. Kissinger, when he went to each of the oil-producing countries of the world during his time of tenure in government, and then made a deal with them. Well, that's a control factor, energy. Then we come down to the control factor that we're talking about tonight, the control factor of vaccinations. Now we are faced with Tamiflu. We are faced with the fact that it has side reactions, which I read a moment ago. The Japanese are saying positively many deaths already, people having psychic problems as a result of it, yet we're faced with the bird flu. What will we do if it becomes a pandemic?
Mm-hmm.
All of this boils down to one thing. The name of the game is control. And, Rick, you put it so well just a few moments ago when you said, we just haven't made a loud enough noise. But, Rick, I want to thank you for doing that. As a talk show host, you definitely have rattled some cages, made some noise, and opened a lot of eyes over the years. And, you know, I had the privilege of appearing on your radio show back numbers of years ago for the first time. And then recently, when the price of gasoline went back up, you had me on again. And when this thing is turned around, and I say when because I do believe it's going to, you know, there are more of us than there are of them. And once enough people learn the issues, something will be done about it. So I'm going to say when it's turned around, it's going to be because of radio talk show hosts like you that we pat on the back and say it was true because of you, because you reached the millions. There's no telling how many people are listening to this broadcast tonight.
That's right.
And they're going to think twice. Then they're going to get my videotapes. There are four of them, and I'll tell you in a few moments how you can get them. And I beg you to learn the issues and let me give you copies of all four of my books and some other things. And it's going to be because of radio talk show hosts like you that get the message out to the millions that we're going to have to pat you on the back and say, thank you, Rick, for helping turn this country around.
Well, amen, and thank the good Lord for giving us the opportunity to do it. And, you know, before we go to the next call, I do think it's important that we state that, by the way, we're not in any way, shape, or form denigrating your physician or your doctor, per se, because I believe these doctors are far more victimized than anyone else in the field of health and the field of medicine. They, many times, will confess total ignorance of anything other than what they've been taught in school, Lindsay. And so they're victimized. They're controlled as well. And they're doing what they think, in many cases, I believe in most cases, is best for their patients. I don't really think they understand or know just how lethal many of the things they're prescribing are. Now, some of them do, yes. Some of them knowingly profit. Some of them like that idea. But I would say the vast majority of physicians, even allopathic physicians, are essentially doing what they've been taught to do and never questioned it.
Yes, I likewise believe that they are sincere. And exactly as you say, the doctors need informing as much as the public.
That's right.
And my videotape has helped to inform a number of doctors. There are some doctors now that will not give MMR and DPT, but instead they talk the parents out of it and say that these childhood minor diseases are necessary in order for the child's immune system to be strengthened and jump-started as a young person or as a child. It's just like mother's milk. Cow's milk's not an acceptable substitute for mother's milk, and yet they'll dry up the mother and in turn take the child off of mother's milk. The immune system doesn't get its start. The same thing with these childhood diseases. These help to jumpstart the immune system so that later in life these other things are taken care of. Why? The massive increase in cancer, autism, the diseases we've talked about here tonight, everything from AIDS to you name it, the microbial mutations, the new strain of TB that nothing will stop it. They have not a single drug if a person gets it. A person can be on an airline between New York and San Francisco. A person on that airline can have the new strain of TB, can cough, get it into the air handling system. 80% of the air is recirculated. Every person in the aircraft can be contaminated with it by the time they get to that destination. And there is no such thing as a drug that will stop it. There is a strain that way now. We are living in a time when we have caused these microbial mutations, and As a result, I produced a second video also, which I think you might have, Rick,
mm-hmm.
and that's entitled Deadly New Diseases.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one-hour video tape talking about why we have all of these new things that a few years ago were unknown. We've had to name them within the past few years because mm-hmm. we didn't even have names for them prior to that. The truth of the matter was they didn't exist back years ago because of the causes of these today. So deadly new diseases, I try my best to help people understand from a medical standpoint why these things are here, what we can do about it. Now, let me very quickly touch on the subject of the immune system because we've dealt with the disease. We've mm-hmm. probably frightened a number of people out there. But yet, on the other hand, I also stated, as a parent came to me the other day and said, oh, I had these things as a child. I've given them to my children. What can I do? I'm so upset. I didn't mean to harm my child. And they said, what can we do? Is there any hope for us? And I said, positively, don't even be concerned at all. If you build that immune system strong enough, it can overcome the deadly things that we've done to it in the past. It's very simple to begin, really. The two biggest killers in the American diet, for instance, is white flour and white sugar.
Mm-hmm.
None
yes.
of those things belong in the kitchen. I haven't had white flour or white sugar in my kitchen for probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't allow it in. There are many other things, just simple things that a person can do in order to help the body be able to go back to the natural pattern that God intended for it. Eat a lot of raw things. Eat lettuce. Eat raw vegetables all you possibly can. Allow the body to have what God intended for us to have. The cook pot, again, is one of the biggest killers in our house. And if we threw out much of that, we'd be so much better off. So some simple things that every person could do very easily in order to build back that immune system again, so that, of course, I won't get into the depth. We have two or three programs if we dealt with all the subject of how to build the body's immune system just on that subject alone.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a few simple things a person can do starting right now to overcome the damage that's been done to us.
That is true. Absolutely. I agree with you on those substances. Let's go to the phones again and see if we can take a phone call now, and I'm just looking at my screen because I've been, while you've been talking, I've been checking out these sites and information that we have been talking about. And Dave in Wyoming now is on the program. Hello, Dave.
Hello. Rick, I appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I just started listening to it.
Good.
Benzie, I know you're going to come up with your phone number. My shortwave's coming, kind of going in and out. How can I get a hold of you to get these videotapes?
Please dial 800, it's a toll-free number, 800-321-2900.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have four videotapes, and when you purchase the four videotape series, which includes my very latest lecture on what's happening in the energy field, because I was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, when you get all four of my videos, I will give you as a gift all four of my books, which each one of them are over 200 pages, just a wealth of information from health to energy to our country and its condition. And then I also want to give away something that no person can get anywhere except at our 800 number. I'd like to give you as a gift a 1 hour and 7 minute video tape entitled Economic Hitman. There was a man that worked for the State Department, that when he retired, he gave me an interview that is the most startling that you will ever hear of how intricate details of the setup of the world today in relation to energy. And after he gave me this interview, he actually disappeared into the woodwork. I can't even find him myself. I don't know where he is. But he gave me this interview, 1 hour and 7 minutes long. It is the most fascinating you'll probably ever hear along this subject. I want to give you this videotape as a gift. When you purchase my full videotapes, my Energy Non-Crisis, the one entitled Vaccinations, then the one entitled Deadly New Diseases, and the one Torn from the Land, I will give you as a gift all four of my books free of charge. They're worth over $35. 800-321-2900.
Thank you, Dave, for your call. Call that number tonight. We'll be right back. Lindsay Williams, our guest. I'm Rick Adams.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Okay, a very good, serious program tonight. We have Lindsay Williams with us. And, you know, Lindsay, before we take Tommy in Massachusetts, I want to say just one thing. And that is that it's not that I'm angry enough by the fact of what I've heard from you tonight and angry that people are dying unnecessarily. And if everything that you've said is true, and I have no reason to doubt it will be proven someday, categorically and unequivocally, it's not even the fact that people are literally being made sick and made to die by the hands of the medical profession and the pharmaceuticals. What gets me even more angry is the fact that while this is going on, FDA, Health Department, Treasury agents, IRS, FBI, their resources are being used to close down, shut down, and prosecute health professionals like microbiologists like Rick Santee in Los Angeles and others, who are actually doing no harm to their patients, in fact, doing a great deal of good for them. That makes me more angry than anything, Lindsay.
Exactly. And I think from the number of callers that you're getting tonight, the public is likewise angry and aware.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of calls tonight. And, you know, I've been on talk radio. I think I did my first show about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
When my book, Energy Non-Crisis, came out. I've kept some very meticulous records In fact, I was on the Ray Bream show some years ago. He was the first syndicated talk show host in America out of KABC Radio in Los Angeles. And I did an all-night radio show with him one night, and about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, he said, look at this board in front of us. He said, every light is lit up. I said, what does that mean? He said, it means we have 3 million listeners right now. Well, I've kept some records, and the number of people that call into a talk show such as you're having done tonight, the fact of the number of people that are calling in are a good indication you have some very informed listeners out there who are paying attention to what Rick Adams has to say, are listening to you on a regular basis, and they're angry enough to get on that telephone and call in and take a chance on saying what they want to say over the radio. This indicates that there are some people that are saying we've had enough.
Exactly. Yes, indeed, they are. Let's go to the phone. Say hello to you, Tommy, in Massachusetts. You're one of them. Hello.
Rick, how are you this evening?
Good, thank you.
Now, Rick, if we had 3 million listeners and they all sent in a dollar every month to RBN, you think we'd keep the station on the air forever?
Well, we'd like to think the network will survive that way by pledges and drives. And, you know, it's not popular what we allow on this program, and therefore we automatically limit the kind of sponsorship we get. And, you know, and then we'd ferret them out anyway, and we wouldn't want them to control us. And the tragedy is that there are literally hundreds of thousands and perhaps in the course of a month, millions of people who tune us in regularly and will not contribute on a regular basis. And let me just take this time now to just mention that, now that you bring it up. All we're asking people to do to help with the expense, because Lindsay probably doesn't know it, but we're on many mediums. We're on a number of radio stations, micro stations across America. We're on the Internet. We're on satellite. And, you know, we're also carried on shortwave now. So we have an abundant listening audience. If all of them could do anything, at least $5 a week, $20 a month, and contact RBN during the day, 800-724-2719, or get online and go right to the website, rbnlive.com, and just register to be a Republic partner. Just join. Just send a PayPal contribution on a regular basis. If they did that, we wouldn't even have to worry about any revenue stream, period. So go thou and do likewise, ladies and gentlemen. Do it. Do it tomorrow. Do it tonight, whenever. But do it so you'll have this voice, because we want to have Lindsay Williams on regularly. We want to be able to have people like Lindsay on to bring the truth to the American public. So now that I've said that, Tommy, go right ahead and you say what you'd like to say.
Thank you. Before I ask you something, Mr. Williams, is your name Lindsay with an E or an A?
L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
E-Y, okay. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I have a friend in another state, and he's going through immigration stuff with Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in order to do that, his wife's got to fill something out in order not to take any kind of vaccinations. She has to fill out some kind of form and apply for $250 and fill that form in and have a just to have a waiver for religious or moral reasons. But then they need proof from a pastor that it's one of the beliefs of the religion. Now, do you have any idea where you would get something like that? That's totally stacked deck.
If you'll contact my 800 number, they actually have – it's just a 800 service is all it is. When you call my 800 number, you don't get me personally. You get my 800 service. They have also a bookstore, and they'll be glad to supply you with some books that have forms in them that you can do this with. So ask them for the book that has the forms in it that you can use. And these will be forms, by the way, that are approved by the government and the states. People have already used to know how to do this. So just ask them for a book that will do that, that has that form in it, and they can supply it to you.
Thank you, Reverend. Do you also have a website, by the way?
Say again?
Do you have a website,
Lindsay? Do you have a website,
Lindsay?
Also?
No, just call the 800 number, 800-321-2900.
All right, thank you very much. Okay, we'll be right back. Second half hour of this hour with Lindsay Williams. I'm Rick Adams.
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And yes, we are back. Here we go. Here we go. I'm just so amazed at what we've been talking about tonight, although I shouldn't be, that I get a little tongue-tied, Lindsay, going through this, because it is a numbing thing to think about it. Think about how the government of the United States and local governments, state governments are all, you know, unfortunately, doing whatever they can to make life difficult for the average family in America. The medical system, the Medicare system, the public assistance, private insurance, you know, all of them basically go by what the government tells them. They do what is what we call consensus medicine. Somebody comes along and says there's a better way or another way, and they say, sorry, we won't carry that way. We won't cover that system because it has to go through a national consensus first. It has to go through either a disease control, federations of health, and so forth, or we simply will not use it. And I found that experience myself with chelation therapy when I tried to tell people, here we are spending billions of dollars with bypass surgeries, all kinds of invasive situations, and they're not going to work. They don't deal with a cause. We've got something that's cheaper and much better. Sorry, we just can't do anything about it. Not recognized by the federal government. And that's exactly where our problems lie in America today, the land of the so-called free, where we find freedom really truly does not exist for the most part, Lindsay.
Well, Rick, I wonder if we could go back to the founding fathers of this nation and allow them to speak and to see what's being done today. If they would think that government was really instituted for the purpose of controlling whether a child gets a vaccination or not, what have we arrived? I have written a book, you have a copy of it, entitled To Seduce a Nation.
Yes.
Many homeschoolers use it, by the way, as a textbook now. It's about the Constitution. It's an alternative study of the Constitution of the United States of America from a completely different perspective. And on the back cover, I have a statement by Abraham Lincoln. I think it fits very well with what we are saying tonight. We, the people, are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Let's get back to what government is really all about. Thomas Jefferson put it so plainly. I think every person here would have a great respect for Thomas Jefferson. He says, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will not give my children those vaccinations. I know what they do to them, and I beg other parents out there to know the issues of what their children are facing, what they will face later in life if they give those children the vaccinations. Listen to the doctors who helped me make the videotape entitled Vaccinations, which is 1 hour long, and then determine for yourself. After all, you were the one brought those children into the world. They're your responsibility. Government is supposed to be under us. It's we, the people, not we, the sheeple. And it's time to get back to where I think our founding fathers started us out. And it's one thing for sure, it's not what we're facing right now. But I'm so glad that there are probably a few million out there listening tonight that at least are tuning in their ear to the fact, I think I better investigate this.
Absolutely. That's all people should do and investigate it for themselves. All right, let's take another call. Rita in Texas. Hi, you're on the program, Rita.
Thank you. How are you gentlemen doing?
All right.
Hi, Rita.
Best we can under the circumstances.
I wanted to address your guest. I do a lot of reading, sir, and I was quite surprised that that there were some writings by the French that were blaming the Jews for the Black Plague in Europe. Wherein millions of people were suffer the death, and that included much of the clergy, which were nuns and priests. There's another on the internet, if people would enter in the address Death by Injection, which was an expose of Rockefeller, John D. Rockefeller, and the monopoly that was obtained over the medical profession.
Eustace Mullins, right?
I'm sorry?
Eustace Mullins.
No, it wasn't Eustace Mullins. This was a woman. I can't remember the author, but it's Death by Injection.
Oh, his was Murder by Injection, yeah.
In there, it was an expose of the killing of the people through some of the shots that were being promoted. I think that thing was written about the 1920s and certainly not later than
sounds about right, yeah.
Not later than the 1930s. And I've within the last 6 weeks, I've read this book, Plot Against the Church, by Maurice Panay, which talks about Jewish imperialism. And I'm getting ready to, unless the guns start shooting, I'm getting ready to get out of the United States of America. And I mean that seriously. When I heard about Tommy Thompson trying to promote the microchips, the injection of the microchips, and then Congress trying to promote the criminalization of anyone who refuses to get vaccinated. So, you know, every one of us are going to have to die. Suicide, as far as I'm concerned, is a sin that would bring my soul to hell. I'm leaving.
Well, where are you going to go, Rita? That's the question.
I think I'm going to rely on God to send an angel because, when Jesus was in danger of being murdered by Herod, which was the government, there was an angel that appeared before, woke up St. Joseph, and he took his family out of the country. I have some friends that left the United States at 9/11. I see a communist Nazi system that is coming right down. Chertoff is a Jew. Rumsfeld is a Jew. The Jews control this country. And I firmly believe they're out to deliberately murder non-Jews and only leave the leftovers to serve them. I firmly believe, especially after listening to your program, Rick Adams, for a long period of time, because when I first listened to you, I thought, boy, you really have split your marbles all over the place. But I'm a rather open-minded woman, so curiosity may have killed the kitty cat, but satisfaction brought her precious butt back, and I'm still alive.
You know, the thing is, Rita, I hear other people telling me this. Now, there's a great movement now in the country that people are talking about exiting, and I know a number of patriots are talking about this before the coming judgment. But I don't know. I mean, I have to be honest with you. Somebody has to stay here. Somebody has to man the arms, man the post, and do what's necessary to fight, because I just, for myself, I can't see myself leaving, although I have said so in the past that if I felt like the Lord was leading me, I would. I don't feel that way right now. I feel that he's put my feet firmly on the ground here, terra firma in the United States for a reason, and that's where I think he wants me to be, right where I am right now. So,
well, you know,
we
Rick,
each have
one
to
of
make
the,
our own decision. I think that day will come.
Well, Rick, one of the things that that I got out of reading The Plot Against the Church is the strategy that the Jews use. Mm. They use a pincer movement where they play on both ends so that you think maybe the Jews are for you over here, and when really they're against you. And furthermore, they have I can't remember, I think it was about 1300 years ago, the book illustrates about how the Jews, through indoctrination into pacifism, there was an emperor in Spain wherein they were promoting peace, and this emperor had destroyed the walls to the city, changed the plows into plowshares, and the Jews were then really talking bad about, you know, the Christian kingdom to the Muslims, and that's how the Turks took over Spain. Well, we've got such a peace, you know, at any cost mentality that one by one, they're killing us off one by one, they're imprisoning us one by one. You know, you talk about our founding fathers, George Washington himself said, government is not benign. It is force, and like fire, if it is not contained, it will swathe a path of destruction. George Washington, you know, said, you know,
Rita. Yeah, I know. I read the book. I read George Washington, and he did say that.
You're right. And
but the question is this: Do you feel that your time has come? You feel you're going to wind up leaving the country and going to some other place on the planet where you feel that you have a fighting chance. Is that what you're telling me?
It's getting pretty close to that. It certainly is, because I always wondered. I'm 59 years old, sir, and when I was 12 years old, I read The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. I was always fascinated at that time. How did the German people get into such a mess like they did? Well, and I'm living it right now in my own country.
History repeats itself, and we're going through these cycles again, and that's what's happening. You talk about the Ashkenazi, I think, as far as the Jews are concerned, it's the Ashkenazim that are the Sephardic are totally different. And what we're finding is these particular people do run the systems of the world. The Kenites, as we call them, are in control of the media. They're in control of government. They're in control of academics. Largely, and the media, of course, is what makes it all possible. So,
Rita,
all I
let
can
me
say
inject
is, Rita,
one other thing here, if
go
I
ahead.
May.
Go
I
on,
have
Lindsay.
Been following very carefully, and I appreciate what you're saying tonight, but you said, I have been following very carefully the new bird flu epidemic and what our president calls a pandemic. Well, naturally, having written two books in the alternative health field and written six books total and traveled to many countries of the world, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, I could go on and on and lectured in these countries. I have noticed that they're saying that the death toll in Europe, in China, in Africa is going to far exceed that in America when this pandemic does hit. Now, I'd be very careful if I were you. Be sure you seek the Lord's will in what you do. I'm sure you will, being a Christian. But keep in mind that the other part of the world is going to suffer much worse So all predictions are then the United States of America, because of our cleanliness and our way of life and our cities and so on here, the other part of the world is going to suffer much worse in this so-called pandemic of whatever it turns out to be, whether it be the bird flu or something else of its kind. It will hit eventually, no doubt about it, and it will limit population. But the rest of the world is going to suffer much worse and many more deaths than the United States of America. So be very careful before you just pick up and leave. Make sure you know what you're doing.
Well, may I say, sir, Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And I'm a firm believer that there's going to be some butt-kicking where some Jews are concerned. I've got some hope, sir. I'm not a fatalist. And I believe that the truth will eventually set us free, because this is getting to be a life-or-death situation. This is not an intellectual, you know, parlor discussion. This is something that people need to act on. You know, actions speak a lot louder than words, but I thank you for your information. And in conclusion, I want to let you know, I take apple cider vinegar and honey tonic whenever anything's out there glowing.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've been just talking to some people about that. Don't have a lot of money. Don't have a lot of money to invest in health foods and so forth. Apple cider vinegar, along with oil of oregano, have some fantastic benefits.
Great. Right. God bless you guys.
Well, thank you
thank you very much,
Rita. Rita never lacks for words, as you can see, Lindsay. And Rita always manages to bring about a response. But anyway, you know, some of the things that have come up on the program tonight, such as this business of where are we going to go? How are we going to fight? What are we fighting up against? And so forth. You know, it is a Herculean task, Lindsay. And as I said earlier, we're being bombarded by all directions from all sides. And quite frankly, it is going to take the power of God. It is going to take divine intervention in each of us as individuals and nationally and collectively if we are to win in this fleshy existence. Because we are not dealing with flesh and blood people. We're dealing with forces and powers and principalities, aren't we? Hello?
Yes, Rick, you're exactly right. And fortunately, you and I have read the last chapter. So we know who's going to win in the end.
That's true. That's true. And
now, I'd like to touch you, if I may. I know we're giving out of time here.
That's all right.
But if we're right on the verge of another commercial, I'll wait until later. But I'd like to give just a brief update on some things of energy because of the cold that's hitting up north right now.
Mm-hmm.
Natural gas prices are going up.
Yes.
I have just created a new energy non-crisis video. The majority of people have never seen it. It was just produced recently.
Uh-huh.
We are updating it as of this past week again. And there are some things that people need to know what the experts are saying about energy. So at least let's take maybe 3 or 4 minutes if we can and just give a brief update and beg people to get my energy non-crisis video because you are being affected at the gas pump. You will pay $4 and $5 a gallon at the gas pump in the near future. And I say near, I mean very near future.
Well, the headlines today in the newspapers, you know, forecast high oil prices will last, forcing changes. Those are the key words, changes. It's not just about driving smaller, more economical cars. It's not just about adapting, you know, finding ways of buying oil, home heating oil, cheaper. It's about food. It's about everything we buy, we consume, we eat, we drink, because petrol is involved in all of these things. So, again, we're talking about what? Control. And we're talking about a change of lifestyle.
The name of the game is control. They have full intentions in changing our lifestyle. They are going to relegate us to the status of a third world country. Energy was the method chosen back in the early 60s of doing this. I knew it when I sat in on their board meetings. I had executive status with the 9 major oil companies that built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I dared to tell the story in my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, of my experiences, names, dates, places, and what I knew. I am begging people now to listen. Craig Smith put it so well. Just the other day, it was an article in the Chicago Sun-Times, very reputable. Craig Smith, an oil expert, he said, if you think all this flirting with $3 a gallon gas is already a pain in the back pocket, brace yourself. Oil expert Craig Smith predicts gas prices will skyrocket next year, jumping to $5 a gallon. And if terrorists successfully strike a major Middle East oil field, Americans might end up paying $10 a gallon, about $110, to fill a Ford Focus 11-gallon tank. Now, global demand has...
Wouldn't you know it, Lindsay? They're talking about this so-called Al-Qaeda network striking oil supplies as their next target. Wouldn't you know? How convenient, huh?
Oh, it could go to $10 a gallon overnight. Now, what would that do to the food on your table? Your employer is not going to give you a raise just because the price of gasoline goes to $10 a gallon or even $5 a gallon.
That's right.
He'd laugh at you and maybe drop your pay because he needs more in his coffers.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about your video, how to get it. We'll wrap up tonight. Lindsay Williams, fascinating guest. We'll be back. I'm Rick Adams. Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we are, and not too much more time, so we'll let Lindsay tell us now about, Lindsay, your updated energy video. Go right ahead, my friend.
Rick, let me just give out the number. Folks, please jot down this 800 number. They'll be glad to take your credit card. and the operator standing by tonight. I ask them to be on the phones this evening. 800-321-2900. We've just covered the skimmed the surface. I'd like to say, as Paul Harvey says, let me tell you the rest of the story. Mm-hmm. We just updated our energy non-crisis video. Mm-hmm. You will be paying $4 and $5 a gallon at the gas pump in the very near future. More homes are heated by natural gas in America than any other method. Yet natural gas is going up to $20. I understand they're predicting $25 within the next week or two. There's no way that people on Social Security and senior citizens can afford it. I beg of you, get my four videotapes, the Energy Non-Crisis, just updated recently, my vaccination video, the deadly new diseases you must know in light of the bird flu and the other things that are going on, torn from the land. Let me give you a copy of all four of my books as a gift, worth over $35, over 200 pages in each one of these books, and the videotape entitled Economic Hitman, an hour and 7 minutes long. I will give it to you as a gift when you get my four videotape series. And then I'll also include an audio tape of an hour and 30 minute long as to how you can spare your family in light of the fact you can't continue driving back and forth to work at the price of the gasoline today. Dial 800-321-2900. And, Rick, it's not going to be long, and the listening audience will say this was a prophetic program. We have out there the bird flu pandemic. Our president has already warned us. Listen to their buzzwords. There's one thing that I learned when I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and that is the powers that be, the controllers of the world, and I rub shoulders with them. What most people read about and dream about in books or videotapes, I lived it. And there's a big difference between my books and the other books that you'll find on the newsstand, and that is not one of my books are fiction. Every single one of them are fact. It's actually what I lived, and I didn't have to investigate someone else's materials in order to write the six books that I've written because it tells exactly what I lived. Therefore, you'll find my books quite different. Let me give them to you, all four of them, as a gift when you get my four videotapes. You know the truth about vaccinations. You can take the, by the way, my videos are not copywritten. That means that you can copy my videos. I beg you to copy my videos.
I was going to ask you about that because we've used them on the cable show now.
Yeah, please copy my videos all that you will. All thing I ask you to do is don't sell them. Just give them away. Copy my videos all you want to. Give them to everyone you can. Please help these young parents that don't know the issues about vaccinations to know you can take this one-hour videotape and they'll sit down and watch it because they do care about their children. They're close to their heart. Deadly new diseases. When this pandemic breaks out and it's already in the process in Europe and China, and when it becomes a reality in America, 800-321-2900. And, Rick, it's been a privilege to deal with a new subject tonight.
Thank you, and I want to have you back because we couldn't get to all of our callers, but we will do it next time, and we'll talk about another subject. Thank you very much, and those of you online, sorry we couldn't get to you. We'll do it tomorrow night with another program. Rick Adams, thank you, Lindsay Williams, and good night to our listeners. Goodbye now.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.